Hi, this is a dictation for Eric Washington, ERICWASHINGTON, Eric Washington, date of birth 12-3-1971, date of accident 2-8-2025, and date of service is 8-5-2025. The patient Eric Washington was initially involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger restrained on 2-8-2025. When he was hit on a driver's side front and then also hit a pole. The impact had caused him headaches along with dizziness, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, vomiting, muscle spasm in the right quadratus lumborum and right rotator cuff region with pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back of a moderate degree, right shoulder pain as well as numbness, tingling of the right posterior thigh and both the hands and all the fingers. No issues of walking, sitting, standing. He can do ADLs reasonably well, but his MRIs have been significantly positive and they show that the patient has a normally appearing shoulder, but issue is in the cervical and lumbar region where there is a disruption of the ligament of flavum. There is a height loss of C4, C3, C5, and C6. The cervical cord demonstrates a hyper intense signal at C4, C6, and trace of prevertebral edemas spanning C2 to C4 level. In the lumbar region, patient has a disc bulging at L1, L2 with facet arthropathy. Again, L2-3 and mild compression fracture L2, L3, L4, L5 and S1, degenerative changes as well as foramen narrowing most significant at L5, S1. Disc herniation of L4-5 and L5, S1 anterior listhesis. The patient has been advised to continue epidural injections for 3 to 4 times to bring reasonable relief. The patient was also sent to spine specialist of Michigan to consider surgical consultation for cervical spine for compression fracture. The spine surgeon did not advise any surgery, but only injection treatment that will be conducted, as well as the facet joint injections. Thank you very much. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 153 over 102, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam remains the same as a previous visit. July 14, 2025, dictation number 0714-014. The plan is to continue the injection treatment. Medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 2 times a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SCFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Level 50 milligram at night for sleep, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy, lidoprovine for topical pain relief, Norco 7.5, 325, one pill a day for severe pain, 15 tablets are provided for pain relief, a compounding cream was also provided for topical pain relief, his maps have been reviewed, labs are reviewed, and he is found to be stable condition. Spine specialist of Michigan recommended lumbar facet, continuing the physical therapy and cervical ESR. Cervical spine ESI procedure. Thank you. Thanks to you. They will be carried out soon. Sure.